Another interesting story from the natural world. Now, I don't know if you have a pension plan, Chris, or plan ahead at all.
I did have one, but it was an NHS pension. So basically, I'm now contributing some humongous amount of my salary to maintain it.
For nothing. But we do tend to think that planning ahead is purely a human behaviour. But the antics of a chimp called Santino in Furuvik Zoo in Sweden are challenging that assumption. And 3 years ago, Santino hit the headlines when researchers found that he was gathering stones into piles before the zoo opened in the morning, ready to pelt at visitors. Now, not only is this rather cheeky, but it looked like he was actively planning ahead for the day's assaults.
Sounds iffy to me. People are a bit sceptical about the idea of the chimp planning the attack.
Yeah, some researchers did argue that Santino wasn't actually planning ahead, but instead he was just repeating what he'd learnt to do as a result of spending time in the zoo. But now some new observations from Matthias Osvath and Ellen Carvonen, and they've published in the journal PLOS One this week, suggest that Santino is indeed a forward planning as well as a rather cheeky monkey, or rather chimp, before any pedants complain to us.
OK, so what did they actually see? What have they written up?
Well, the researchers watched groups of visitors to Santino's enclosure and they saw him threatening the visitors with stones. Obviously, the people backed off. But when they went closer again, Santino was holding stones, but just playing it cool, you know, doing his chimp thing, having a bit of food. But then suddenly he threw a stone at the visitor group as if he'd been planning to trick them. And the researchers also saw Santino hide stones under handfuls of hay or behind logs in prime spots for throwing, so visitors wouldn't spot these missiles as they approached, suggesting that he knew visitors would come and was still planning to attack them.
Is this really evidence of forward planning, though?
Well, the scientists who've done these observations, they argue that Santino didn't hide stones like this before 2010 and that it shows that he is forward planning. Now, sceptics still obviously aren't entirely convinced and they argue that it's hard to interpret his behaviour to this degree and that he might be hiding the stones for another reason. He's just one chimp. He may not be representative of the rest of the species. So while these observations hint at the fact that at least one chimp out there may be planning for the future, there's still a lot more work to be done to figure out whether chimps or any other animals can actively plan ahead. Though, even if they can, I don't think they'll be buying into a pension plan anytime soon.
Although, Nikki Clayton, who's a neuroscientist who works at Cambridge University, she's got very compelling evidence that scrub jays, birds she dubs feathered Einsteins, can definitely plan for the future. She has a bird motel with a room where they always get fed and a room where they always get locked to sleep with no food. And she finds that these cheeky birds know that they're going to be locked in the room with no food, and so they start hiding food in the bedroom.
Ah, very clever.